Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz, your daily, well, not daily.
It's when we want.
When we want. That's exactly what Stephanie Vaya said today, all right?
What?
Nico asked her, hey, when do you do your podcast? And she's like, whenever I can, really.
Nice. I admire her so much more.
Like, exactly. When we can. It's What the Buzz. Exactly. I'm Joanna Barba.
I'm Emily Murillo.
Welcome. And we are doing this live from Buzz's studio.
Woo! You can't see it, but we're in it.
You can't see it, but I bet you can tell a difference. Or maybe it's just me.
Why?
I can totally tell.
The audio?
Yes, the audio sounds really clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's this new thing that he has, this new program that he got, or if it's his mics or something, but I really like how it sounds in this studio.
I think it's the mics, honestly.
The mics are nice, too. I'm glad.
I don't know if they have the same mics in the production room. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'll go look at it later.
Well, that's a project for later.
Yeah, we'll update you guys
but
later.
But welcome. Hey, baby. I've been watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead.
No, I got my fill when I was a kid and where it was like, you're not supposed to be watching that. Mm-hmm. And I had older brothers. That's all they watched. That's all they quoted. Uh-oh. That's all they did. And they would put their shirt over their head like cornholio. And we had this really cool Beavis and Butthead back in the day. Before high-tech things, it was a figurine of Beavis and Butthead on the couch.
Oh, cool.
And I guess it had a motion sensor to the remote.
Uh-huh.
So you could hook it up to your remote, and every time you changed it, they would say a quote.
Oh, my God.
I loved
so
that
cool.
thing. I don't know what happened to it, but I loved that thing back in the day.
That's amazing.
So it's back in the 90s, people.
I was never allowed to watch it.
And good. You shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't. But I'm reliving the glory days now, and I'm watching all of it. And then the new episodes just came out. Hilarious.
Those I have not seen.
I was laughing at them watching an ASMR video, Emily.
Oh, God.
It was so hilarious.
Yeah, them taking on the new trends. That's a good
they're
thing.
Watching TikToks.
Oh, God.
And YouTube videos. And there's one where there's a girl who does her reaction to her Harvard acceptance letter. And she starts screaming and they're all, ah! It's so funny. Anyway, how's it going?
I need to watch it. It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
It's a Friday afternoon here, which means this will probably be up by Saturday. I work tomorrow morning, so I'll be here
still,
to edit this.
Still working on the Saturdays.
Still working on Saturdays.
Oh, a girl can only dream.
You know, I don't want to sound dramatic, but I had a few days off last month.
Yeah.
And I had like 4 days off. And sleeping in for more than one day in a row, I was a changed woman.
Yeah, but it will ruin you when you come back.
Oh, I hated it when I came back.
Exactly.
I was like, damn it. Now I gotta do this all over again.
You have to find that sweet spot.
I haven't found a sweet spot.
Yeah. No. You will
one
day.
Why can I not find it? If Buzz hasn't found the sweet spot.
What is the sweet spot in radio?
The sweet spot would be probably not napping during the afternoon. So that you can sleep at night at a reasonable hour.
You guys have a crazy schedule, man.
However, because our sleep schedules are so effed up, that nap in the afternoon is necessary.
You need it to function.
There's times where Nico will call me and I'm all, hello? And he's all, did I wake you up? And I'm all, yeah, what do you want?
This is my designated nap time.
And I'm all, I forget, with Lisa and I, we had like a truce, like, from 2 to 5, no calling, no texting. We are napping.
You guys should lock your phone. You can lock your phone and do that. They'll get an automatic message saying F off.
I have it, like the ringer on in case it's my mom or my sister or one of my nephews.
Okay.
Just in that case. And then so I'll just blindly answer it like, hello? And then right now my ringtone is, Chrissy, wake up.
Oh, gosh. That thing wakes you up. That thing's such a high pitch.
You would think so.
It doesn't wake you up.
But that's also one of my alarms. And this morning, I woke up super late.
Oh, gosh. How many alarms do you have? I remember you said you had many.
Six.
Six?
It starts from like 3:50 until like...
And then continues.
I'll probably wake up like around 4:20.
Ooh.
And then if not, I still have some afterwards.
Yeah, continue.
And then I have one for so that I know like I got to start... finishing up and getting out the door. I have one at 5 o'clock and one at 5:10 because I got to be out the door by 5:15.
Ah, okay. So you got it planned.
I have
it planned. Sometimes things get a little crazy.
I must have been in a dead sleep that I didn't hear any of them.
Oh, those are the best though. They're worrying, but like when you wake up, and you're covered in drool. You're like, I got good sleep. But then you look at the time, you're like, oh, crap.
You got to jump out of bed.
What happened? Yeah, no.
But we're here. And I'll be here Monday through Saturday.
That's her schedule, and she's sticking to it.
And this podcast will go up when I say it goes up, much like the on-demand.
Yeah, no. Hey, if you're doing the work, do it when you can. That's why we try to be flexible with this. Mm-hmm. And other people who demand it, like ODG, doesn't care about us, and that's fine. But the Buzz Adams Show podcast has been a pain in everyone's butt for different reasons.
Since it started.
Since the birth. Like most of you and your parents think of you as a problem from birth.
That just podcast saying. Was birthed and just became a problem child.
It is. It is the problem child. Nobody wants to take ownership of it.
Right. Nobody really wants to do it.
Except now it wants to be adopted by Nico. He wants to take on the parental responsibilities.
Nico can be its papa. All right.
I am your papa. You are like papa.
You are like papa.
You are like papa.
Well, Nico will be taking care of the on-demand from now on. So ODG, all your complaints can go to Nico. I did it today. That was it.
I'm going to make a little graphic and I'm going to put that at night or whatever. I need to look at the times that people are listening to it, because we can figure out those numbers.
Oh yeah.
And then post it and say, like, make a little how many days it's been since it hasn't been published, or all questions please refer to Nico, and I'm gonna put his email. Papa Nico, here's his email.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He proudly
don't leave
said,
it on the neckline.
He proudly said he would go ahead and take care of it. So
then do it. All right, that's gonna be the new motto. Then do it.
That is basically the motto here. Just do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
We don't.
But do it.
But it's a motto.
When you can. Yeah.
When you can. And Stephanie Vaya today herself said, when I can.
She is a busy woman.
Yeah.
And that KVI, she is a KVIA news anchor. Evening anchor, which is even more tiring, I would believe.
I would. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I am a morning show DJ. Which means I try to get all my shit done before I leave so that I don't have to do it when I get home.
Exactly.
And because the on-demand has become much easier to publish, it's much easier to forget as well.
Yeah. You have multiple duties.
A lot of things to do after
the show. There are people here who do not do multiple things. Right. So if there's one thing added, it should not be a problem. You would think.
You would think, yeah.
But
I am a woman of many trades in this station.
Yes.
That reminds me, I got to do a production. Don't let me leave without doing production.
Okay. I have to finish my voice tracking. It scared me. I can't leave.
I scared myself.
So that's why we're doing this now. We're going to get our work done. We're telling people how it is working here. Other jobs, they have their other things that they run into. At least I say that. I have an office job, but at least it isn't like, I don't know, calling the, like my brother works for a phone center, call center, sports center, and I can't do that. I would hate doing that.
Oh, it sounds miserable to me.
Yeah. So I always say when I'm like, oh, I got to do this, at least I'm not at a call center, or I never wanted to work at a restaurant.
Oh, no,
because I can't. I know I would drop everything on people.
I would probably bitch out some people.
Yeah, no, I just am very clumsy. I would probably be like, okay, yeah, customer's always right. And then I spill a glass of water, and then I get fired or something.
And you're like, no.
That was my biggest fear. That's why I never even tried. Like, shout out to everyone who can do that.
Yeah,
I cannot.
Those in the service industry, I commend you.
You deserve more than 15 an hour, right?
I'm with you. I leave you tips.
Yeah.
And I believe you should always be tipping.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
But because I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I commend you for it.
Yeah. So those who get upset when you don't publish a podcast, just know there's other things they do here. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. The podcast is on the last part of my checklist.
Exactly.
And sometimes I'll be at night like, oh, I forgot to publish it.
Yeah. That's the
thing
about
this.
And
by then I'm all, screw it.
Nobody cares. I always tell nobody cares. And then later you'll find out. Yeah.
Corporate
somebody
doesn't
cares.
Really care.
No, we're not making money for them.
Exactly.
They're like, good for you. It's another thing to add to our list. So, hey, corporate, we're trying.
Right.
But, you know, if we don't make them $1,000 a day from it.
They're like, why should we care?
Yeah.
This podcast doesn't make the money. We do this one because we like to do it.
Yeah. And if someone wants to jump on it, sponsorships, go for it.
We'd love it.
Yes. But until then, this is cheaper than therapy. This is what we do.
Yeah. If you don't want me to talk shit about you, then answer my text. Because I will talk shit about you on this podcast.
That's what it's for. And to let people in on the Weird Things Buzz, Nico. And now Megan.
Our very own Megan McCormick is new.
I always think of the seasoning, though. I know, we kept thinking,
like, what nickname should we give her? And we're Megan, like, Spicy McCormick. Megan.
Spicy.
And then we're like, why spicy? And Nico's like the spices, McCormick.
Yeah, that's all I think about.
Megan is new. We don't have a nickname for her yet. Somebody called in and they were like, well, what nickname are you going to give her? And I'm all, what do you mean? And he's like, everybody has a nickname. And I'm all, do we?
But did they give you that nickname? Did Buzz start calling you that, or did listeners call you Barbacoa?
Bullies.
And I know it was a bully. School. Because that's why I thought it was messed up that Buzz held on to it.
It was a thing that I really didn't care when I was in school anyway. But when he started going like Barbacoa, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I automatically thought you were talking to me.
Core memory.
And Buzz was like, I'm going to call you Barbacoa. And he started at the beginning when I would, when I started on the show, like it was constant Barbacoa.
Yeah.
But then he switched gradually to just my regular. And Joanna. So he'll switch on and off.
Joanne.
And then Barbacoa or Barba.
Okay.
So it's not permanently Barbacoa.
Nico doesn't have a nickname.
Nico. No, yeah, he really doesn't.
Yeah, so why does Megan need a nickname?
And I told the guy, and I'm all, do we all have nicknames? And he's like, well, he calls you Barbacoa. I'm like, yeah, that's about it.
Even Lisa, Brandon, nobody had a nickname.
He calls Lisa Sanchez. That's about it.
Dirty Sanchez. Like, Dirty that's Sanchez. Not a real nickname. It's still her name.
We didn't really have nicknames for anyone, but we were like, what should we call Meg? And Nico was like, the Meg.
Yeah. Who calls her ODG? Someone does call her the Meg.
I guess it's ODG.
Yeah, of course. He's going to control this show by the end of it.
I know,
the
right?
The podcast, the nicknames.
We've given him too much control.
Yeah, guys, he has too much power. You got to take that back somehow, some way.
Well, Megan is new. I don't know much about Megan. And I've told her, like, hey, you could come into my newsroom.
Dungeon.
Into my dungeon. But I guess she seems very comfortable just being in here with Buzz all the time.
Now.
So, I don't really get to talk to her as much, but from what we've learned from her, she's very nice. She comes from like a news background.
She's hilarious. When you just talked to her. So right now I was able to talk to Meg. Megan. I don't want to call her the Meg. Megan. because we're going to go over, like everyone else, there's articles on the website. You guys can read KaleeQ.com. Shameless plug. And she's going to start writing. So we're kind of going over what she needs to do and whatnot, right? And so, of course, I start her off with the life cycle of content.
Right.
And for those of you listening to this, we want to make articles that work on air, online, and on social media. Quick synopsis of it all. And so I tell her, you know, just keep the circle going. And I'm giving her an example of like, okay, so this, you know, just keep the circle going. And she's like, so it's like a circle jerk. And we both start cracking up. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it's a digital circle jerk. Stuff like that. Yeah, you're perfect.
Perfect.
That's what I told her. You're going to have no problem.
No, she's hilarious. Half of the recyclers that I've been doing lately are her saying something hilarious.
She has like those witty one-liners.
Yeah, like, and then randomly. We're just like, Megan, you are a mother of two.
Like, you sassy.
She's very sassy. I like it.
It'll work.
She's from Michigan, I think.
I think, yes. She said they have family out there.
Uh-huh. And then I think that's about all I know about her. She's funny, from Michigan. She has a sports background, which is great because Nico and I do not want to be doing news. Nico and I both don't know anything about sports.
Are we bringing back a sports segment?
So we are bringing back a sports segment with Megan McCormick.
Because Steve is really good with you guys too when he comes on.
Yeah.
And then Megan is here to help him out, to put some female energy into that broadcast.
Hell
or whatever.
Yeah.
So it works.
It's going great. I think
like
it's going really good.
You're getting a better rhythm.
Hell
yeah. People can feel it.
I think so, too. Yeah. But she's hilarious. And sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, this lady. I am shooketh.
I am a lady. Yeah, right? You're always worried, like, how's it going to work out? And it's working out well.
It was so, like, nerve-wracking when we were first bringing her in because we did, like, a dry run with her.
Yeah.
And it was after the show, and we kind of just were shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Bringing up whatever. And it sounded nice. And then I was like, how is she going to react the first time Buzz has a tantrum?
Dun, dun, dun.
It hasn't happened.
Again, 3 months, 6 months.
Buzz has been on his best behavior.
He has.
And I'm so proud of him.
Very snazzy.
He deserves, you know what, I'm going to bring him a Monster Energy drink.
What was I going to bring? I was going to bring him something because I was proud of him and his articles. And then I just forgot about
it. He's been doing pretty good articles when they go out.
He's been doing very well. Yeah. Oh, I think I was going to bring him something for his the stickers, the Ditch the stickers, Buzz Adam stickers.
Those were hilarious.
And he was a good sport about it, and he wrote a great article making fun of it yeah. and poking fun at the guy who's like, next time, can he just make some stickers that say 95.5 from 6 to 10 a.m.? Please yeah. add that. Ditch Buzz Adams.
Buzz is like, I will put in my own money if you can continue doing these.
And I want to market off that, make our own merch, because again, we have the ability to.
We have the ability to, but
it doesn't happen.
Who's going to buy merch? Listeners, our 16 listeners out there.
Like, we could.
Will you buy our merch?
Maybe my husband will buy a shirt. That's if it's just us.
But we had an idea, and you said that our boss didn't like it. What was it?
We aborted fetus. Oh, yeah. I was all for that. Buzz was like, let's make them. Like,
Buzz
hey,
was okay with it.
I'm okay with that. So I don't know what
it was. Something else, and we all thought it was a good idea, but our boss was like, meh.
The only one that I sent to them, it said the path of least resistance.
The path of least resistance.
And it was your guys' logo underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Or I choose the path of least resistance.
Which is what Megan just learned this week.
Buzz's quote.
Yeah, he taught her all
mantra.
About his mantra of the path of least resistance. And of course, he gave her the story of the Barnes & Noble creep.
Oh, God.
And we're just like, yeah, you should have done something.
He should have done something. I wonder if he didn't know Nico, if Buzz would have done something with Nico hitting on all these bartenders when they're alone.
Oh, no, he probably wouldn't. He would have been like, I'm not going to get in that.
Would he sit next to or a chair apart from Nico?
If he like just overheard it, he'd probably just be like, I'm not going to get in it.
Yeah. Or would he at least like ask the girl, like, hey, are you okay?
Are you okay? No, he would not. He would
what
not
a
intervene.
Jerk. At least ask, are you okay? Are you good? This guy bugging you? Oh, no, he's just recording me for a radio station. And he would have understood.
At first, I'm like, Nico, don't you know that they're like, that's their job. They have to be nice to you. And he's like, yeah, they can't leave. And I'm like, you know what? They are grown women. We cannot be treating them like children. They can say no if they want to. And girls these days are tough.
Yeah.
They will tell you no.
Yeah, but guys are still creepy and they'll stab you if they don't like your answer sometimes.
Well,
depending on the man. Not saying all men, okay? But
not all men. Let's but, put that out
yeah,
there.
Not all men, but some might stab you.
But women are tough and they can say no if they want to.
And they may also stab you if
they,
you ask.
They also may stab you,
yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And then they'll come back a year later.
And they'll come back a year later and tell you, hey, take that off because I never stabbed anyone.
And yes, that's an inside joke, people. But
I'll tell you that later.
It no, can come
but
up.
But Megan has been great. I'm glad she's here. She's also become one with me in the Halloween.
Yes, I'm super
area.
Excited that you have a Halloween person on your staff, I would guess,
yes.
What in your group. Because we've had Halloween parades where people don't want to join in on the fun. And it brings the mood down a little.
People in the morning show have literally opted out of the parade.
Which, who knew that was an option?
I know,
but
right?
The power. That comes with it, I guess. But it'll be a good year, I feel. This year's going to be a good year.
I think so, too. We've gone over some options for what our Halloween costumes will be this year.
Ooh, big tease.
And I think
tease it now.
We've agreed we're not going to tell it on air.
Good.
We're going to let it be a surprise the day. I think we've agreed. I mean, you were there in the meeting. We agreed, right? That's what we were going to do?
You all agreed on the idea, so I don't know where Nico's coming from.
Right, he was all like, did we choose? And I'm all, I'm pretty sure we all agreed to that.
Yes, but I'm going to mark today as like, how many days will it take until it slips out?
That's
I feel like it's going to slip out from Nico.
From Nico or Buzz.
Yeah. I feel like Buzz does take into consideration like his surprises. He wants to keep the surprise.
Yeah, because he was the one who suggested like, let's not mention it.
And I feel like Nico will do it on purpose. To be a butt.
To be a butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we're doing good. Let's start marking today and then we can be like, it has been 0 days since we've
Yeah, because if it's revealed, it's revealed. But
But it's always cool. Like, let's keep it as a surprise.
Yeah. And then we'll get people to go that really want to see the Buzz Adams float.
Right.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully we can get some volunteers for it as well.
Oh, we need to talk to people about that.
Somebody, who mentioned it? Was it our boss who was like, oh, you should get volunteers?
Yes, because you guys, which that's the only thing I'm a little sketchy about, because they kind of had that same idea for you guys with Squid Game. Uh-huh. And it was just the people that were driving the vehicle and their kid.
Right.
So don't get me wrong. Appreciate it. But if you're going to talk about getting people.
We're going to need a bigger float.
You're going to need a bigger float. We should make a graphic on that to tease it. We're going to need
a bigger float.
And then who was it? Brad. Well, yeah, our GM Brad was like, we need more people. And then if you wanted other people to be...
He really liked the idea,
I think. That's what I'm saying. He really likes the idea. So he wants to get the group of people, other people from what you guys are going to be. And we said him and his wife could be...
All I'm aiming for is I don't want to throw candy.
I think you're going to have to throw candy.
If we have all these people, why do I have to throw candy?
I know. I'd be like, can't we just stand there and look pretty? What is the point?
Exactly. If we have all these other people, they can throw candy.
Yeah, then have Buzz yell at
Buzz
them
wants
about
us to
the
learn
amount.
A dance number.
I think that's cute. You guys should. But you're going to have to practice it and let me record it.
We'll have to practice it without the sound. That'd be funny. You upload it without the sound. What are they dancing to?
I think it's obvious if you do the main one.
The main one. Mm-hmm. But he also wants to do a different song from it. And that one, I think, would be a little bit harder to tell.
Are you going to would lip syncing be involved?
I don't know what buzzes, what goes
he
on
wants
in his
to
head.
Lip sync, but I'm saying for this video.
Yeah, he wants to lip sync.
Well, we'll make it work.
Also, if I'm doing a dance number on the float, why do I got to throw candy?
Every time you dip, you got to throw candy. Come back up. Throw it.
I'm not going to be dipping and throwing candy.
Well,
don't get
we'll
me wrong.
See.
I love that. But
that'd be cool. And even if we made it something like through the app, if people, I don't know if people would be willing to do that. If we say, hey, sign up to be a part of it. We'll let you in on the secret.
We'll let you in what it is, but you have to show up to rehearsal.
Yeah. And it's only going to be the week of. Yeah. Like, we need people to show up, learn this real quick, join us there by 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
Well, two. Because two. If you tell it someone three, they're going to show up at four. So at two, they'll really show up at three.
What time does this start in?
Three.
No, okay. So you guys got to be there by one.
One. And then they'll still show up at three. So just lie to them about the time.
True.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit earlier.
Otherwise, you're going to be late to the parade, dude.
And the parking is a pain in the butt. Yeah. I'm already trying to figure out Halloween, too. Because
did you get parking last year in our area?
No.
No?
No. I parked out.
I was able
out.
To get some.
And I went with my parents because I was super preggers.
Oh, right.
And I was already like worried. And I was like, okay, you guys sit here. I'll be back real quick. I got to take pictures.
Last year, the parking situation didn't seem bad because it was a Sunday.
Yes.
But this year, it's a Monday. Boo.
Well, people think it's no one's going to really show. I think they're underestimating the Halloween people.
Who said that people won't show? The salespeople.
Our salespeople, yeah. Because it's a Monday. No. That they're not going to take their kids out. It's like they always take their kids out.
They always do. We take my nephews out of school.
People do it. It's going to happen. Yeah. So let's prepare
people
for that.
People don't care.
We're going to need a bigger float.
We're going to need a bigger float. I haven't even thought about if we go with that theme, what the float should be.
Well, they're already like, oh, screw the volunteers, which I don't think is cool. They're just going to walk the whole way. They're just going to follow you guys.
Whack.
Exactly. But that's most likely what's going to happen.
That would suck.
Yeah. We got to figure it out.
So we got to figure out where we're...
And then that's brutal to the poor volunteers. Yeah, like y'all walk the whole time.
They're like,
and
you
dance.
Asked for us. We're walking.
We'll squirt you down every now and then, but that's right? about it.
Dude, it gets hot up there.
It's bad.
It's so hot.
I feel so bad for the people who come in inflatable costumes.
Right.
And walk it. Because my goodness, they must be boiling in there.
It's
like a bag of rice.
In any costume.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been Mary from Hocus Pocus, Squid Game, sweating.
And you kept your wig on. That's why Buzz got all mad when Lisa tore off her wig. Like, dude, it's hot.
It is hot.
But he kept his wig on, too.
He kept his wig and makeup on. I will give him that.
He did. He looked beautiful.
He's a good sport about it, because when I mentioned this theme, he immediately wanted to be
the main
character of it.
Oh, yeah. He's ready for all that.
And I was like, wow, you really just want to be that, don't you? He is excited for it.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited
for it. It's going to be
fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's my favorite event of our station.
Yeah.
So
sorry, Balloon Fest.
Sorry, Balloon Fest.
That's why it died.
Or Street Fest.
Right. The other two kind of went out, but they were the other fun ones.
They died because people kept bitching about who we would bring.
And the trolley. So
didn't we tell our boss, like, hey, can we post this picture? And it's that stick figure poking Street Fest.
I still haven't posted it because I'm unsure of the GM's feelings on it.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
funny.
Our boss was like, yeah, it's all the trolley.
Yeah, trolley. Don't come for
but
us.
Can we just tell people, like,
we see you and we hear you.
It's because you guys bitched about the axe that we don't have this anymore.
That's what we should do. Make a graphic with that and say, we see you, we hear you, but you bitched about it.
And then they're going to be like, well, bring better axe.
You're still bitching.
Like, you still bitch.
Here we are. When you guys would just appreciate, like, hey, it's a great time. It's a fun time.
It's an event.
Y'all are great about Cool Canyon Nights, but when it comes to Street Fest, monsters. All of them.
Monsters.
And Balloon Fest, yeah.
And Balloon Fest, yeah.
Ungrateful. Upset. All the time. And now we don't have it.
Complaints. Bitching. And this is why we don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So go to Cool Canyon Nights. Enjoy your free concert. All right. Yeah. The only complaint we had this year of Cool Canyon was the VIP, that they thought it wasn't worth the $15 that you pay for VIP.
Oh.
And I was like, cool, I'll let them know. Thank you so much for going.
The rest is free, just so you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay the $15.
No, but if you do, just know, we don't control. I don't control what you get.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not our thing.
That's not us, so.
Our name is on it, but we don't really know what goes on.
So, yes, I understand you're going to come for us, but just letting you know.
But there's another, like, El Paso.
Al fresco. What's it?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I don't hear people bitching about that.
That's not our thing. That's a city thing, yeah. See, our Cool Canyon is with the city, but we take full control over that. And then Alfresco Fridays is city, just straight up city.
We should do like a Alfresco Fridays, but like rock edition.
Screaming Saturdays.
Who the hell is at the door?
Is someone at the door? Is it Kevin?
I don't know who that was. Somebody wearing green.
I don't know.
Well, they left. Yes, we're in here.
Oh, it's Joseph.
Oh.
His hat's green, if that's what you're talking about.
Maybe it was him. Anyways. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Complain, complain.
Anyway,
complain.
Halloween.
But back to Halloween. I think the parade is always a hit.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good Halloween because we've also got the Trinity of Terror concert.
It's going to be a busy Halloween.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to plan, like... I'm going to have my articles written by Sunday.
Yes. Get them done.
So that I can just leave
after
the show to take a nap.
Yeah.
And then wake up like at noon to be able to
function
hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys got to get ready earlier.
I'm hoping to get Leticia Pena from Red Door Vintage in El Paso to do the makeup for Buzz. And maybe Nico and Megan. I don't know if Megan could do her own makeup, but...
And you're like, I got it, girl.
I got it. I just need somebody to do Buzz's makeup because that's a full face of makeup he's wearing.
Yes. Okay. So see, we'd have to figure that out for her. Hopefully.
Hopefully we can work something out with her.
Because
she also makes costumes.
Yes, I saw that.
She makes costumes. She does visual effects makeup. She's really great. And I was really sad to hear when her shop got broken into.
I know.
Last month. And then to top it off, she said that the police weren't really doing anything about it. And so you can check out this article over at kayleeq.com. And it's Red Door Vintage. I have a ton of pictures. She sent me a ton of great pictures. And she's moving into a new space. She's moving into Sunland Park Mall in
the
lower
cats.
Level. In the lower level, and she has such a huge space now. Like, I don't know if you went to the Montana one.
Yes, and it was
kind of small.
Not tiny, but it
was
can't have too many people in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so in this one, she can have more people in at once.
Yeah.
It's a bigger space, and she says that she also has enough space for her studio. So she can sew, she can do makeup, she can do much more.
That's nice for her.
So
it's a good spot.
It is a good spot,
I think. Was hard because I would always want to go to her shop. Mm-hmm. And I used to just message her too to be like, hey, I'll pay you in advance. I'll pick it up later, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Because it's just so far out. So I'm glad it's at Sunland Park. She's going to get so many more people.
Yeah, it was near me and I never went. But now that it's at Sunland, I feel like I can go to it.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I lived near that area.
Especially because of that new, the highway, the way they've made it. Yeah, I don't know what it's technically called. But yeah, if we just, especially from the station, you just hop
on. From here to there, it's easy.
It takes like 5 minutes to get to Sunland Park Mall.
It's great.
I love it. So that's why I'm like, oh, okay.
So good for her. Good for Leticia. And I'm hoping she can work with us to do makeup.
Ooh, hopefully.
Again, because
support local
business,
right?
I wouldn't know
how
to do Buzz's makeup. I tried to do his makeup for Hocus Pocus.
Oh, really?
I was super late. And I was like, here, slather this
lipstick
on your face.
Yeah.
Put this lipstick on.
This is all that matters is the lipstick. He looked good, though.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't even know that all these years.
Yeah, because he was like, who's going to do my makeup?
Your daughter. Tell her to play around.
Start learning. I'm going to send you YouTube videos.
Watch
it. But for this one, it's a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's complicated.
It's a little complicated, and I wouldn't know how to start on Buzz.
It's going to be funny.
And I think Nico also needs makeup.
Yeah. Or just to not
sleep. He's already like...
He has the sunken eyes already.
He has the sunken eyes and the dark circles. But, you know, I think he would still require something.
It's going to require some glue and some stuff. I think it'll work out.
I think it would be great. And I'm really happy that Leticia got a new space. Go check out that article at kaleq.com and check out all the cool pictures of all the stuff she sells
there.
Yes, that's
a great gallery.
It's a ton of horror theme stuff, like props. It's really
masks.
Cool. Masks.
Carpets, because that's what I always ask her. You got those new carpets in, girl? And pillows, because she has a Necronomicon pillow that I'm still contemplating about buying. But look through the gallery. You can shop through that gallery as well.
Window shop through that gallery.
Yeah. And then if you have any questions, you can always ask her. She's really good about, I'll get back to you, or, oh, let me get this, or I'm getting these in later.
Mm-hmm.
So I like shopping with her.
Oh, she's great. Yeah, I love it.
She's good.
But our Halloween parade is going to be great, I think.
It's going to be great.
I think they always underestimate, like...
how many people are going to show
up.
Yeah. How many people are along the route. Last year, we were prepared, and then people just went crazy at beginning. So I'm worried about that again. But I think we'll figure it out.
I hate being in the beginning.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And then they yell at you for more candy. You're like, I just threw you candy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
More candy. Then, just threw you candy.
I just need everybody to, like... get your kids not to go into the middle of the street. Floats are coming.
Yeah.
Get your child.
Your kids. And some adults do that. Not going to lie.
Some adults too.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, you're setting an example for the children.
I don't care about the adults. The children.
Get your
children. Save the children.
Yeah. They follow them. That's why they think it's okay. Because adults go first.
Last year, I had never had to do this. But last year, I had to be like, you guys need to get back.
Yeah.
Get back, because they would get it too close. And I'm all, there's like some 18-wheelers coming behind us, all right? I need you guys to move.
You need to appreciate those drivers, guys, of those parades, because they must be shitting themselves.
Right?
I always think about that. I would hate driving a vehicle in a parade because I would constantly be on my brakes.
Right?
Because I'd be scared. There's a kid. There's another kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Kid.
But shout out to all of you who enter this parade, because it's free to enter.
Yes,
it's always
give
fun.
Us details of how you can enter the parade.
I believe it should be the same way. So look at kaleq.com. We'll send it out on social media once it's available, or it's open, in other words, and the app. All you do is fill out a form. I think it's the best way to promote local business, small businesses. It's free. We have a business category where you can win money. Not sure of the money this year, but there always is a prize. And you get some money and a trophy. So just be on the lookout for it. I'm not sure. We're in talks about when we're going to start promoting the parade and whatnot. And there is going to be a parade. It's not going to be a COVID thing. At least for now, hopefully.
For now, it's a go.
Yeah. But until then, we'll let you guys know. It's just a form. Fill it out. Tell small businesses. Tell sports groups. And Connie's always asking for music. So bands, even if it's a rock band, like a local rock band that you just want exposure, if you can get a float, hook up your amps and stuff, we're all for that.
Yeah.
Connie wants that all the
Become
time.
Become an Eddie Munson.
Oh, my God. Someone needs to do that.
How many Eddie Munsons do you think we'll see this year?
So, my husband.
I like how you're already with your eyes closed, like, ugh.
I told him, I was like, so, but it's a cute idea. It was a cute idea just because originally I wanted Maeve to be 11.
Oh, that would be cute.
Only because her little hand, she keeps doing the movement of 11 with her little hand. Uh-huh. And I was like, babe, we got 2 more months. She's probably going to stop doing that. Uh-huh. So then I was like, she's going to be Reagan from The Exorcist. But no, I found the cutest costume that she's going to be a Demogorgon.
Emily, that's adorable.
I told folks, so you still get to be Eddie Munson if you want. But of course, I have to kill his hide. I'm always like, but you're Argyle.
Oh,
you know that, babe.
He kind of is like an Argyle.
Yeah, everyone loves Eddie Munson and they're in love with him. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I married Argyle. He can't hide it. So if you want to be Eddie, fine. But
he's got the hair already.
Exactly.
What he need that nice hair for?
I know. It's so gorgeous. And then his son loves Dustin. And so Eddie and Dustin.
Oh, that'd
be
cute.
And then she's a little Demogorgon. And I'm going to be Papa.
You are like Papa.
You are like Papa. So
oh
Spirit
God,
already has the costume from this season, though, because how he fights a Demogorgon. I was like, that's kind of mean. I'm going to fight my child. But it works. Just a little coat and the little hat.
Hell yeah. Adorable.
I'd be Papa.
You are like Papa.
You are like Papa. I keep forgetting what it said. It's you are like Papa.
And Emily is Papa.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Well, that's adorable. I can't wait to see that.
It's going to. But if someone did a float of Stranger Things, always one business. Oh, I forgot who they are. You can see the gallery at KayleeQ.com too. We have all these Halloween parade galleries for every year. But somebody always goes all out. Every time, and last time they did superheroes, you know, that's right. Fun and all. And it looked great. But do a Stranger Things one.
Someone do a Stranger
It'd
Things
It'd be amazing.
Float.
You guys, that wasn't even a thought to
the
you
float,
guys.
Like, I'm already picturing a float with, like, a local rock band and then just, like, make it look like the top of a trailer. You are Eddie Munson
just
doing
Master
Puppets. Just
put the little bat or the demo bats or whatever. Oh, it'd be so cool.
That'd be so cool. Local bands, we're looking for you.
We're challenging you. That could be an article, too. You should challenge them. Like, write that down.
Writing that down. Local bands.
Local bands. Because no matter what, we do need supporting articles for this parade. And so we should ask bands. Because I always just write a generic one saying, yeah, we need local bands. Even high schools. If high schools wanted to pull an Eddie Munson.
High school bands, yeah.
Feel free to do that. I've seen, what school was it? They have a electric guitar. Even Fabens, I think that sometimes they'll bring out someone to play
the
guitar.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell them. But, hey, get out there, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Local
what else you got to do?
Looking for you. This is the exposure you want on Halloween.
It's a free exposure
the same
parade.
Same day of Trinity of Terror.
So excited.
People who already love Halloween are going to already be hyped up for this concert.
When am
I going to sleep? I'm not.
That's what, sleep. Yeah. For you, it's going to be a hard day.
And I keep thinking, like, I'm going to take the next day off. I only have one backup, Daniel. And that poor dude's also going to be out there.
It's time to
and
be
at
selfish.
The concert.
Well, he'll be at the concert for sure, but he works during
right.
the parade. Oh, no. Well, no, he does still, I think, on Sundays. No, it's on a
Monday.
No, he's going to work.
He's working.
He's working here. So, yeah, you both are going to be working.
We're
and
both
then
a
concert.
Working.
I'll be working, too, but I'm taking the day off.
When will I sleep?
And I was like, it's perfect. It's the one Halloween where my daughter's not going to remember anything and not care. Only year I get.
You're a Demogorgon.
You're a Demogorgon. I tell you what you are.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so
you can't eat
cute.
Candy. I'm going to a concert. Mommy loves you. Bye. And then I'll be back later.
She's going to be so cute. Can't wait
I
to
hope
see that.
It looks good. I got it off Etsy. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, you already got it?
Yes, I already bought it. So it's nice. A for sure thing. That was the only reason is because I found the costume. And I was like, oh, it's too cute. And she can wear it every day.
Yeah.
So.
Every day is Halloween has already started.
Exactly.
Our boss gave me the idea to do that article of 5 reasons Halloween is already started.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I'm going to a spirit store this weekend.
Oh,
it's already opened.
So which one's open already?
RemCon.
Okay, the one that used to be Stein Mart.
Yeah, by Black Fridays
yeah.
over here.
Well, and then Black Fridays used to be a PetSmart.
Mm.
So, okay, it's that one. I don't know. That's what I forgot to check. I'll check later. If the one, there was always one on George Deeter.
Right.
But nothing's coming up when you Google El Paso.
On the, by the.
Where Pier 1 used to be.
Yeah. Babies
on
are
George Deeter. Yeah, and Babies Are Us off of George Deeter. that was my go-to, man.
Right.
There's some earrings there I want to buy because I on Instagram, I keep scrolling and they keep showing me all the Spirit stuff. But man, some managers from Spirit don't allow you to record or take photos.
Oh, interesting.
So if you go meet the manager, let them know if they'd like to work together.
Hi, would you like to work with KLAQ for the Halloween parade?
Because I don't know if I think they would have those costumes, you would think. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
I'll then have we to can check work out a
go
deal.
To Spirit.
Check, work out a deal, ask the manager, because I did see that someone that's, you know, a Halloween blogger, they were trying to record the new animatronics for this year.
In El Paso?
No, I don't. I think from somewhere else. Oh. But they had said the manager didn't allow us to record.
I was like, that's new.
Exactly.
News to me.
Yeah. And I was like, do you know how many people are running around just doing videos and pictures? So I guess if they catch you, we'll find out if El Paso does it.
Well, we're going to find out because I'm going to go to Spirit Store.
Yeah. That's
do
what I
have
Let me know.
Money? No. But do I have the passion for Halloween?
Yes. Yeah. It's a bad time. We need money. We need money for merch.
I need money for what I'm going to buy at the concert.
I know. And everything's so expensive.
Everything is. Either everything's expensive or I'm really poor.
No, everything's expensive, right? Because we're
poor.
This.
And then I'm still poor.
And then they try to. So Ice Nine Kills try to sell all their concert merch online even. Uh-huh. Just the shipping alone is a nightmare. It's like $12 and up.
That's why I don't buy concert merch at the concerts. I wait like until they're on eBay or something.
And then you get them.
Except Ghost. But because I had just gotten my tax refund.
Like, let's buy it all.
So
and
I
see,
bought,
we didn't
like,
get to buy.
Shirts.
Yeah, I didn't get to buy for that time. So I'm saving money for Ice Nine Kills because I already tried to buy it.
I am budgeting.
And it's too expensive.
I'm budgeting already for Halloween.
Halloween concert merch.
It's going to be a big one. El Paso's a big Halloween city. Like,
yeah, people underestimate that. Haunted houses are coming back.
Houses?
Yes, there's two. I was saying like, I didn't say anything that you don't already know if you went to the Back to School Expo.
Right.
Because that's where I found out, people, because that's how we work here. I had no idea. It's also a third party who comes up with everything.
Okay,
we just
cool.
slap our name on it.
Right.
So I guess they were already ahead and were like, hey, let's have a booth and let's tell people get ready for the Haunted Houses of Terror, Resident Evil, and something else. I forgot. You can see it.
But there's going to be two.
There's going to be two. But I forgot the other one. I'm just stuck on Resident Evil because we have to follow guidelines as a corporation, and we cannot steal people's logo.
Oh, and they use the Resident
they
Evil logo?
They use the Resident Evil logo. I think it's the video game logo, so that'd be Capcom. I don't think it's the movie. I'm not sure. So I just don't want to go down that road, guys. So just saying.
Yeah,
third
don't
party.
Make it harder for us.
Yeah. I just want to be like, hey, go get scared.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Do you think this year you guys will go through the haunted houses together? All four of you?
I don't know. That's definitely something that I think I'm always down for.
Yeah.
As the queen of Halloween, as Buzz called me yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm always down for the haunted house. But they've never really asked me like, hey, come check it out.
Yeah. I always felt like, come on, guys.
It's
we need to get our people involved.
It's always after the fact that they're like, oh, here's some tickets.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be great if all four of us went together.
Yeah. We should have like a welcome or not like a welcome Halloween. I don't know. Something like that.
Kick
Grand
off
opening.
To Halloween.
Kick off to Halloween at the Haunted House. Because they always start them like September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys go out there.
No offense to our El Paso influencers, but I think that we should be the ones going in first.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of our name on it. But hey, that's how we work here.
It is what it is, I guess.
We'll get it together one day, as we say in every other podcast.
We'll get it together.
We'll get it together eventually.
One of these days, we will be getting it together. All right.
One day. We got to prepare for the Halloween parade. We got to prepare to not freak out if we get to meet Spencer again. That's all I think about.
Do you ever just like regret that we just...
I do. Every day of my life. Every day of my life. And I tell myself, why were you such a nerd? How can you not be a nerd? And then I say I'm going to play with Fo's emotions again and make jokes
you
about...
You know how he feels about Spencer.
I know, and I love my husband. I just like
Emily
to make jokes.
Emily's husband is not the biggest fan of Spencer because Emily, you know, fawns over him.
I love him, yes.
And so when we got to meet him, you were hugging him for the picture.
He hugged me.
He hugged you.
Okay? And to make that very clear.
I have a video where Fo is just in the corner watching you.
I need to see that video. Well, I feel bad that I'll make jokes. And he's like, babe, I don't care. And my nephew was just born a couple weeks ago. His name is Spencer.
They named him Spencer.
And I told him, too. I was telling him, oh, babe, Spencer's here. He's like, I don't care about Spencer. And I told him, babe, my nephew? You don't care about my nephew? He's like, oh, my bad. So now that's going to cause a confusion. But what's funny is I keep saying, like, we need to make a reel. But I want to make one with Fo where I'm trying to say, okay, I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna say, okay, hi, Spencer. I'm such a fan of your dick. Just make jokes. And have Fo kick my butt.
Hilarious.
Be like, we got practice, Joanna. We got practice. Like, hi, Spencer. It's so great to meet you. I'm just in love with you. I'm totally in love with you. And then you ruin it. And you
I'm
make yourself.
I'm trying to find. Where the hell did I put that video? And it's him all mad. He's like in the corner.
He does love some of their songs. So he does say no. Because I told him, we're going to go. Okay? I will behave. But you are not going to kill this. It's on Halloween. It's so perfect. Such a perfect thing.
I don't know where I have that video. I'll find it. It's just him watching you.
Send it to me one day. Yeah, because I know I embarrassed myself.
I embarrassed myself because I wasn't my usual like, hey, guys. But because also I was like, I don't want to make it seem like I'm fawning over them.
And then when I told Kevin, I told our boss, I was like, yeah, we were there with them, but we didn't really know how to approach them. And we would talk to them, but only if they talked to us. And he's like, well, no, that's good. It doesn't make you girls seem like groupies, you know? You don't want to come off as a groupie.
That's a good point.
So that next time they're here, they're going to actually want to do stuff with us. And they're not like, oh, no, they have those creepy girls.
That's a good point. Thank you.
And I was like, okay, I feel better. But
that kind of makes me feel a little better. But also, I felt like a dweeb.
And I feel like he knows I was staring at him. Like, I did embarrass myself. He does know. I, like, kind of obsessed. But I hit it very well. Not.
I think I kind of hit it well as well.
No,
we didn't. No. Emily and I were just sitting watching them play Top Golf.
And then, yeah, they were just like, we want to eat this vegan stuff. Like,
and
sorry.
We're just like, I'm over here with a chicken wing. Oh, snap, they're vegan.
Yeah, and except for Angela. He's like, can I have more pizza? Like, yeah.
Our friend Angela.
Which, by the way, we had to pay. You would think someone would say, hey, we got the tab.
Right.
Someone who has money and was there and kind of owns the station.
Right.
But at least, you know, people who.
We got cake.
Yeah, at least they brought a cake and they gave some beers to Spencer. So they got that covered. We fed Angelo. Right. I was like, I didn't even eat. I didn't even pay attention that I had food. I'm like, here you go, Angelo. Eat all the pizza
Angelo,
you want.
Serve yourself.
Yeah, go for it. But that's it.
Yeah, every day I'm like, Joanna, you are such an idiot. Like, you could have just been talking to them. I don't know, but do they want to really talk about horror movies this whole time?
Exactly. I don't know. Because my regret was I wanted to ask Spencer what he thought about Evil Dead and if he was ever going to do anything about Evil Dead because that's my favorite movie. And look, the second album, freaking Ex Mortis, has a t-shirt of him as Ash. He dresses up as Ash during the concert. Uh-huh. It's like, but some girl in the fan group that I am in Ice Nine Kills said you hated Evil Dead. You're not a fan.
Oh.
So I was a little like, how dare you?
I hated the remake.
I like the gore of it, but I don't like it.
I
just like the gore
all.
Of it. That's it.
And I was like, this is a disgrace to the original Evil Dead.
But the one that's coming out, Evil Dead Rises or Resurrection, something, I should know this. Uh-huh. I was just reading about it. That one has the blessing of Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. And they've seen it and they said it's good. And people who love the original, you will love this one. It has been blessed.
Oh, that gives me hope because then I also saw the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I didn't really like it.
I did not like it at all.
And it's the same guy who did Evil Dead remake. And I was like,
Fred Alvarez.
And I was like, I should have known.
Yeah.
Look at me, judgy.
I just like the meme when he's holding up the face and is like, this is how you eat a fruit roll-up. So that movie's ruined for me. I just think of the skin as a fruit roll-up.
Hilarious.
But
But yeah, Emily and I,
Halloween.
To recap, we were idiots. When Spencer was in our presence.
And I just want to keep making jokes.
And then, you know how we hung out afterwards?
Yeah. Because
they left.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom. I had like chicken wing sauce all over my face. And I'm all, nobody told me this. And I said bye to Spencer this way.
I don't think, I don't remember.
Well, not like all over, but I had like some little dots on it.
Okay. I was like, we're going to have to check the picture because there is a picture of like everyone.
There's a picture,
yeah. You're like, zoom in on your face. There was chicken wings.
Okay, if you think Emily and I are like fangirling over this band, we're in this group on Facebook.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God.
They are insane.
They decode everything.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
They analyze everything and they like tattoo themselves with their stuff.
I may have Lizzie Hale and I don't regret it. I love Lizzie. But yeah, I'm not going to have Spencer write on me.
Right.
No.
And I'm all, oh, I thought we were bad.
Yeah, no.
No, they're pretty bad too. And, and then I'm like, I want everybody in this group to write down what they do for a living that you can order all their merchandise and make it sell out.
I know.
Because I'm not paying $45 for a shower curtain.
Or $25 for a hand towel plus shipping. But I really want that hand towel, okay?
The hand towel's nice.
It's cute.
The shower curtain is amazing.
It's great.
But you know what? I already have a Bates Motel shower curtain. I'm fine.
I was going to say, that's cute that you have all that. How did you watch the video? How did you feel about Iceland Kills?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? You need to watch it.
I don't have time for things these days because I fall asleep. Because I have not gone back into the rhythm of things since I had those 4 days off.
Oh, you're never going to get it back. I'm telling you. So right? You have from now until Halloween to get it together.
I'm going to get it together.
And then you're going to get it ruined again.
And if we get to meet Spencer, we've got to come up with like cool ways to be like, hey, guy.
I'm telling you, we need to practice. And then we'll make them reels. Be like, okay, we're going to practice for when we meet Spencer
this
again.
This is us meeting Spencer.
Hey.
Oh, hey, baby.
Yeah, you're going to start just like breathing, heavy breathing. Oh, God, I hope not. I always regret it. Like, I was such a nerd.
I think that boss made like, you did curtsy.
I was so, because he said he liked my shirt. And I was like, you're playing with my emotions. I know you are.
He's so analyzing everything.
I was, because like, he knows I love him so much. Because I bought this shirt off of the band site and not the label site.
And your husband's in the back.
And my husband's just fiance at the time. Because he got mad because too, I was like, I love you guys so much. I told Joe and Dan and Spencer, and then Spencer hugged me. And this is my fiance.
Oh yeah, you're all, oh.
I was like, let me get my composure. This is my husband.
This is this guy.
I don't even know where the photo is of with Bo in there. I'm not gonna lie. I know I have it. But I printed out the one with me and Spencer. And
you do? You have it in
I have it in my office.
I should do that and very start decorating my area over here.
Yes. Decorate.
Lisa took all the posters.
I took all my boob posters home, so I need to redecorate my office.
Your boob ones? Why did you take the boob ones?
Because I always had Kevin make a comment about all the boobs in my office anytime we had Zoom or team meetings with corporate people.
Oh, okay.
And he would put post-its on their cleavage. And I was like, first off, it's Lizzie Hale, but she had a middle finger, so she was flipping off naked.
Oh, okay.
And so he put a post-it on her finger. And then I have naked Katy Perry. I have a black cat holding a grumpy cat, but her boobs are all out there.
Elvira.
I have Elvira. Elvira stays. That's it. That's the only one I haven't touched. The rest I have put away. I put the boobs away.
R.I.P. the boobs.
R.I.P. boobs.
I'm going to start decorating my area for Halloween. And, you know, for everyday life.
Exactly.
It's time to get house decorations. Halloween things are coming out.
We need to go to Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree is always good.
They have some good stuff. I wrote an article on that. But like, where do I go get decorations, people? Surprisingly, there was a lot of comments. So,
oh, good.
People were like, here. Like, okay, cool.
All righty.
But I ain't got money. So. Yeah,
that's true. I'm broke.
We'll figure it out.
I'm not poor. I'm just broke right now.
You.
Inflation.
Exactly. The inflation is ridiculous. Band merch is ridiculous, but they know we're going to buy it.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Keep working.
So I'll be here tomorrow morning. And this will be up soon.
And then we'll put, if anyone wants to sponsor this, give us some money for Halloween decorations or concert merch.
Yeah.
Please feel free to do so.
And with that note, I think we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because we got to get back to actual work.
And we have to do actual work, yes.
We still have to do work. I still have to do that production.
Oh, yeah, and I got to go finish voice tracking. So
we're going to end it here. Let us know, local bands, you want to come in. There was something I wanted to ask the audience, and I forgot what it was.
Oh, it involved Eddie Munson?
Not Eddie Munson. I didn't write it down like an idiot.
Always. We always have notes, and then we forget something.
These were my notes.
I even wrote UGG on it.
Ugg.
Me through my thought
Mine
process.
Mine says,
Haunted House, Ugg. Spirit Halloween movie. Thanksgiving
Mine
horror.
Says,
We both wrote Ugg or Ugg.
Yeah, we got to get back to work.
Yeah, all right.
So until next time, I'm Joanna Barba.
I'm Emily Murillo.
Let's quit it.